Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I continue my visit with Mark Russell of the Missouri Beef Council.
We've seen an increase per capita in beef consumption in the last 12 months, and that's with restaurants being shut down and not a lot of beef in some of the retail shelves. So that's a good sign. And we hope that as those businesses can open up and do open back up, that we'll be able to maintain and maybe grow that per capita consumption even more.
Well, your organization is so helpful in informing and educating folks on the qualities of beef, what is out there, and maybe things that, you know, for years people didn't really understand, especially the ones that were off the farm. I know a lot of people appreciate what your organization does. At the State Fair, a perfect example there with the recipes and all the different things that you have to introduce how many different ways beef can actually be used rather than just hamburger and roast.
Larry, absolutely. When we think about our role for the beef industry, it's promotion, research, and education. And our simple phrase is, what's our responsibility? It's to drive demand. We have so many people that are not in touch with agriculture today that live in the cities, live in the urban areas. And if we can educate them, we can get them to understand the importance of beef in their diet, that's a good job on our side.
And you know, one thing too, Mark, is trying times and people are saying, will it ever end? Will we find a better tomorrow? We have all the commodity groups, your organization, the Cattlemen's Association, even the Corn Growers, the Pork Association, all those all working for their organizations. When it gets down to the end, everybody's got the same objective in mind in promoting agriculture and the betterment of agriculture here in Missouri.
Absolutely. You know, it's an important task. It's a challenging task to make sure that population, not only in this country, but all over the world, understand the importance of food production in the United States. They understand the sustainability measures that all industries have taken to make sure that our environment is safe, that it's economically feasible, and it's ethically right to be doing what we're doing. We're taking an increased effort this year to reach out to producer groups, to cattlemen's groups, to regional groups, and letting people know what their dollar does for them. So we're trying to show producers this year that the dollar investment actually returns high returns on that $1 per animal to drive beef demand. We need those kind of programs. It helps a producer have that peace of mind that there is somebody helping them sell their product while they're out there taking care of their cattle.
Very good. Mark, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to see you. And if not before, I'll look forward to seeing the State Fair this year.
Thank you so much, Larry.
And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Report Corny Joke of the Day. Well, two penguins walk into a bar, which is crazy. The second penguin should have seen it. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.